Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. A feeling tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we are talking about forced to be friends, lovers, family, and to say you're sorry. Have you ever been, when was the last time you was forced to say I'm sorry? I don't know. You may be struggling with that. Last time that you were forced to say you were sorry, probably was when you were about 3, 4, 5 years old. You know, to a scuffle with a friend of yours, get into a scuffle with your best friend, a disagreement with your best friend, somebody hit your best friend, you best friend, whatever. And you were either in preschool, kindergarten, maybe the first grade. See, first grade, you old enough to have accountability. You can get suspended from school in the first grade. You got to watch out. You're an adult in school in the first grade. Anyway, teachers or some other adults may have separated the two of you and made you say that you were sorry. And it was probably a long time ago. But if you really think about it, when we are young and from a very young age, we are forced to accept things that we don't really want to accept. And we accept that we have to accept things that we don't want to accept. It's kind of crazy. But it's the truth. It really is. It's the absolute truth. You know, this is one of the things that people who come from a blended family really have to understand. When your mom or your dad hooks up with another man or another woman, and you are living under that roof or you go to visit there and you are going to be staying there and interacting there for a good little while, you learn what it's like to have to love, like, accept, deal with, interact with, be friends with, speak up for, take up for people that you don't either like, or people that you think are weird, or people that you don't think are really on the level, and you're forced to do it. It's not even a question for you. You know, like, well, you know, in a blended family, these are your brothers, these are your sisters, and you like, and your mind, you're like, these aren't really my brothers and sisters. Now, that is my man, I mean, that is my mom's boyfriend or my dad's girlfriend, and they seem to be real serious. Here they are living together, or they got married or whatever, and here they are, you know, they have their kids over here, and they're telling everybody to play nice, be nice, like each other. This is your new brother, this is your new sister, and you like, That's a little much. First of all, this one over here smell like pee. And this one over here ain't acting like a brother or sister because they over here getting touchy-feely or, you know, making propositions at me. But we are forced to accept this. Not only that, but we are forced not to even acknowledge some of the flaws that we see in these brothers and sisters that we're forced into with these blended families. This is a serious issue. This ain't nothing to play around with, but the thing about it is, hold on, y'all.
the thing about it is that this is supposed to be a good thing. It's supposed to be innocent. It's supposed to be safe. You know, hopefully your parents are responsible adults who wouldn't just frivolously hook up with somebody that they didn't really know that well, whatever, but it happens. And even if you do know them, it doesn't mean that you know everybody and everything that came with it. You may know the person, but you may not know the baggage. Knowing the person without knowing the baggage, it happens every day. It's somewhere happening right now. You're probably thinking about what I just said right now and thinking like, knowing the person without knowing the baggage, yeah. So, you know, when we talk about this whole being forced to be friends, forced to be lovers, forced to be family, yeah, we've probably all been forced into that in some type of way. Now, I went with that first example because it's the one that we fight against the least or are encouraged to fight against the least. You know, like when you have a blended family, when you are a part of a blended family, there's a lot of peer pressure to accept what's going on in a blended family. We don't always look at it that way, but it's a fact. There's peer pressure. So just like I said, this boy over here, maybe he pees on himself, or he smells like pee, or he doesn't wash up well, or he or she doesn't like to brush their teeth, and it's showing. Their breath stink, or their teeth are all yellow. This one over here, nappy headed. Okay, that's not an uncommon thing in the black community, but it's only really nappy because he don't like to shave his hair. And this girl over here don't like to get her hair combed. You know, she yells and screams and cries when she has to get her hair combed. So sometimes the hair comber, the hair doer gives up. Like, all right, you know what? We just going to braid this up, twist this up, cover this up, whatever. Because I'm tired of hearing all this crying. I'm tired of hearing. I'm tired of fighting with this goddamn, you know, steel wool over here, which wouldn't really be all that steel wool if she would just let me do it. I could wet the hair, make the hair a little bit easier, whatever. But anyway, there's peer pressure for us to just look the other way. Well, that's my new brother. That's my new sister, whatever. So I ain't going to say nothing about the fact that me and my sister, me and my brother are much better looking than them. I ain't going to say nothing. Peer pressure not to express the way that you really feel. And I'm not saying that the way that you feel is always justified or it's always politically correct, but the bottom line is, at a very young age, we have peer pressure waged against us to influence us not to say the things that we feel, not to say the things that we think, almost not to know, act like we don't notice the things that we notice. Forced to be friends, forced to be lovers, forced to be family. What do y'all know? What's going on, Carol Chamber? Let me friend me five. Arita, what's going on? Stacey White, good to see you. What's going on, T. Gary White? Zach, thanks for coming on through. Avita B, what's up with you? And Naturalese, the rap, it's been a while. I'm glad to see you come through. And I'll be smiling when I see you. And that's what's up, yo. What's going on, y'all? Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. And on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about being forced to say I'm sorry, forced into love, forced into family, forced into friendship. Now, you might be thinking like, all right, I can see how you are forced into family because you don't choose your family. Either your family is chosen by genetics or chosen by whoever is in charge of you growing up, like your mom or your dad or your aunt or uncle or your grandparents or whatever. So, you know, you don't get to choose your fam. We accept a whole lot of people as our fam. And in our forced acceptance of that, sometimes when it's good, we don't even buck or complain about the force. When it turns out well, when your stepbrother is really like your brother and act like your brother. When your stepsister is like your sister and act like your sister. When your stepfather has been there, fought through the fire, the rain, the all of the elements, the earth, wind, and the fire, and still treated you like a real son or daughter, we accept that. It worked. We accept the force. In the beginning, you might have been like, he ain't like my daddy. My mama. I ain't calling her. She ain't like my mama. You think that it's going to go down, but it's not like that when I'm around. When she come around, I can tell that she's shady. That is the lady who took my dad away from the crib. And you expect me to act like I want to live up in the crib. I'm going to come over on the weekends and probably do the summer, but it's really a bummer. And I don't play that. My mama is one that's on my side, and that's the only one that I'm going to ride. Hey, it's a real thing. Shout out to everybody who has ever been in a situation where they felt like their stepmom took their dad away from their mom, because it's a real feeling. Whether they say you're old enough or not old enough to understand or whatever, and it might have been truth to it. The truth of the matter is that daddy was cheating on mommy with this lady, and now I got to be up in this lady's face like it's all sweet like that. And he want me to call her mom. The fuck out of here. Okay, he said you don't have to start off calling her mom, but whatever, but give her a chance. We having a baby. That's your new baby sister. That's your new baby. It's a real thing. And you forced into it. Sometimes it's the truth. Now, it may be the truth in your young mind, because when you're young, you don't really understand relationships. You don't understand the dynamics of the relationship. You know, you might be thinking that your mom and your daddy are supposed to be together forever together. And you don't understand cheating. You don't understand none of that kind of stuff. You know, it hasn't really been explained to you, the emotions that go along with that. And adult situations have not been explained to you, which is understandable. But nonetheless, you're forced to try to understand those situations, which means that you're forced to love, you're forced to like, you're forced to be family, you're forced to shut the fuck up about what you see and what you don't approve of. God forbid that you got a mom in the background that's ratchet and petty and like. So, How was your weekend over that ugly bitch house? God forbid that your mama is petty. God forbid that your mama is petty. Yeah, she got a whole collage in her garage about the other woman. Ooh, it's nasty. I said, my mama is my mama. My mama do what she do. That's my mama. I love my mama. Don't nobody say nothing about my mama. So, how was your weekend? Is everything all right? I know did she put did she put her alligator hands on you? I don't mean that she hits you. I know she ain't hit you, because I know shit, we going back over there right now. Did she try to hug you? Did she hug you? Your hair look a little different. Did she try to do your hair with her alligator hands? Did she put her crocodile hands on a comb and try to comb your hair? Don't let your mama be
petty. Oh, Lord. And you on your mama's side. You on your daddy's side, too. But you know how it is. You know how it is when you on your dad's side. You love your dad, but your dad just don't seem to be able to see the forest for the trees. You know, when you're a young boy, you're a young girl, you don't understand how, you know, you think your mom is pretty and all that kind of shit. You're like, how could your dad be with somebody that looked like that? Or sometimes it can get really ugly and your dad get with somebody that look way better than your mom. Now you got to be like, yeah, dad, she do got a fatty and she pretty in the mom. She pretty like, who do we think was like the prettiest lady that we could think of when we was younger? Probably somebody like Claire Huxtable. Like, God damn, Claire. Now, anybody who tried to say that Claire wasn't pretty, we going to shut this shit down now. Claire was pretty as fuck. I ain't saying Claire was the prettiest, but when you think about a pretty lady, a lady, not just a bad joint, like, Claire was pretty. Like, the Cosby Show made a lot of sense to a lot of people. Like, yo, that is a pretty lady. Carried herself in a sophisticated way. Raised her kids or whatever. She ain't look like no five kids popped up out of her. This might be the livest five baby carrying chick we ever seen in our lives. And she still got frisky with Cliff in the bedroom every show. Without him drugging her. All right, anyway. Felicia Rashad said that Bill was never nothing but a gentleman to her. He ain't never drug her, touch her, do nothing wrong, offset, even talk to her no kind of way. That bitch is lying. That's what Felicia Rashad said. That's what she said. Them bitches lying. That's what Rudy said. Them bitches lying. Now, I don't know about what Lisa Bonet said. And I don't know about what Tempest Bledsoe said. Because both of them kind of like haters. But according to Rudy and according to Claire, Bill wasn't nothing but the consummate professional and gentleman while he was on set. Fuck is y'all talking about? Them bitches lying on Bill. Ain't nobody take drugs on the set of the Cosby Show. That's what she said. But anyway, so yeah, you know, your dad might have chose somebody that look a little better than your mom. Now you got a conundrum. Hey, now you forced to understand why dad, you know what I mean, like, yeah, dad new girlfriend, she kind of straight, man. But you know, you ain't going to tell your mom that. So now you've been forced at a young age to ride for your mom even though she wasn't the prettiest. Sorry. Hopefully, for anybody who has ever been in the situation that I'm describing, hopefully your dad's new joint wasn't nowhere near as pretty as your mom. I wish that for you. Because you already dealing with a lot. You already dealing with a lot. So I'm trying to help. So we talking about being forced. Being forced to love, being forced to be friends, being forced into family, being forced to say that you're sorry. At a young age, we are forced to say that we're sorry. Now, as you got older, you may have said, nah, I ain't doing that shit. But then again, you've been placed in situations since you have been an adult where you did have to say that you were sorry. Like when you fucked up at your job and you was going to lose that shit and you didn't have another job lined up. And taking that hit for unemployment. Matter of fact, you might have messed up so bad that you knew that they was going to deny your unemployment and you was going to be messed up with your three or four kids. So you might have been forced to not only say that you're sorry, you may have been forced to, you know, kind of beg and grovel and plead to be able to keep your job. But that's between you and HR. Nobody else out here heard you or saw you do it. So only the people in this office know that you got low, took low, and you did what you had to do to keep your job. But you definitely said that you were sorry. Like, I ain't mean to steal the time. I didn't mean to take my unauthorized breaks. I didn't mean to call out so much. I didn't mean to let her clock me in and clock me out on time when I left early. I didn't mean to always be taking extra time and not being able to be found to find. I didn't mean to be a bad employee. I'ma do it better, boy. If you help me out. VDB says, my daughter asked for an apology for everything. The 2000 generation wants an explanation and wants to get their point across by any means. Part of that is true. Part of that is definitely true. But there are so many things that this particular generation does not understand. Generation Z. So as we like to say that, no, you can't force nobody to do nothing. You can't force. Yes, you can. And from a young ass age, you've been forced to do a lot of things and accept a lot of things. And some of them you carried into adulthood, and some of them you said, nah, I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing that no more. When you really think about it, your whole life, from the time you start school and kindergarten all the way up to the 12th grade, you are forced to accept a whole lot of shit. A lot of y'all didn't like to go to school. I bet you was forced to go. I bet you was forced to go. Some people rebelled against the force a lot, and they dropped the hell out. But they was forced to do something else. Even if you sell drugs on the corner, you are forced to sell drugs on the corner. Well, you ain't going to get paid. You short your boss on the street. There's going to be consequences in hell to pay. And it ain't just going to be you getting fired. See, you don't get fired from the street. You get eliminated. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How you feeling, my brother Ansel Jones? Yeah, from kindergarten to 12th grade, you learn you are forced into friendships. You are forced into relationships and cordial relationships between you and your teachers, your fellow students or whatever, student body, whatever. You are forced to do your homework. You probably ain't want to do it. You are forced to take exams. You ain't want to take them tests. Some of y'all didn't want to take the tests, and some of y'all ain't want to take the tests. Some of y'all ain't want to sit at your desk, and some of y'all ain't want to sit at your desks. Some of y'all. What's going on, Duck North? West Media, thanks for coming on through on the Blog Talk side. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on through. But yeah, we're forced into a whole lot of things. You're forced to learn how to do projects. You're forced into internships. You're forced into group activities. You're forced to read in front of the class, do math problems in front of the class. You're forced to do all of those things. It is not an option for you. It is not an option for you. Yet, we quick to say that, you know, can't nobody force nobody to do nothing. Yes, they can. First of all, you was forced to get the hell up
at 6 o'clock in the morning. Some of y'all 5 o'clock in the morning. Some of y'all had chores that y'all had to do before y'all even went to school. So before you even brush your teeth and wash your ass and got dressed, you already had things that you had to do around the house. Some of y'all, if y'all grew up with really religious parents, were forced to pray and do certain godly things before y'all even got started with y'all's day. And y'all may have had to, and many of y'all were forced to go to church, so you were forced to accept a religion that you didn't know that much about or maybe even didn't agree with. Force was not an option. Yes, you are going to go to church today, and you are going to spend all day in that motherfucker. The morning service, afternoon service, later on in the afternoon service, we going to stay there. We going to eat there. We ain't coming home till night. You ain't watching no Abbott and Costello or no Laurel and Hardy or no Creature Double Feature. None of that shit. You ain't watching none of that. Some of y'all didn't even get a chance to watch Saturday morning cartoons. You was in church somewhere. You was doing chores somewhere. You go back to school on Monday morning, everybody talking about Super Friends. Everybody talking about Hong Kong Fooey. Everybody talking about Wonder Twin Powers, Activate. You don't know nothing about that shit. You was a Jehovah Witness. Your mornings, you was doing field service, knocking on doors, giving out pamphlets, and trying to teach somebody about the Lord. Some of y'all, forced. I swallowed that wrong. That hurt. But yeah, some of y'all were forced into friendships. Your friend was good friends with somebody else, and in order for y'all to play, have a play date that day, you had to be friends with somebody you didn't want to be friends with because they was best friends or they was good friends with or cousins or something of your friend. Speaking of cousins, you know why everybody loves their cousins? Do you know why everyone loves cousins? You know why you cooler with your cousins than some of your brothers and sisters? You know why? Because you get to choose your cousins. Yeah, your cousins are chosen for you too, but you get to choose your cousins. If your mom, if your brothers and your sisters don't have the same mom and dad, then you got extra cousins that they don't even have. And you can pick and choose. Well, I like this cousin, so that's my cousin. But the other cousins I don't like, so I ain't got to be your cousin. Your cousins you can deal with when you want to deal with. Your brothers and your sisters right there. You can make non-blood family members your cousins. And the cousins of your, the non-blood related cousins of your cousins are your cousins if you choose to make your cousins your cousins. That's why cousins are so important in the black community. Which is funny because when we learn about slavery and talk about that kind of stuff, you never hear the slaves talking about my cousin. My cousin. My cousin. Shoot, for all we know, cousins were born out of slavery for the black community. I'm going to give y'all something to think about today. But yeah, nobody forces a cousin on you. You can be cousins with somebody if you feel like it. But that brother and sister shit, nah, you ain't got no choice. That's your brother. That's your brother. Be nice. That's your brother. Babysit him. That's your brother. Take him to the movies with you. That's your brother. Take him with you wherever you go. Yeah, y'all going bike riding, well, make sure your brother either is on the back seat, on the back of the seat on your bike, riding on the handlebars or whatever, and he better not get hurt. That's right. You going to the movies with some boy? Well, your little sister going with you too? Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. You think you going on a date? You ain't going on a date without your little brother or sister. Nobody made you do that shit with your cousin. Nobody made you do that shit with your cousin.
Your cousin, you went over your cousin's house the first time you got your smut on. That's where you went. Your cousins helped set it up. Your cousins had the safe house. B2B says, if I compare then to now, she says, I am manipulating the narrative. I told her everything does not deserve a response. No when to hold and fold, period. This world, something serious. Oh, man. Ansel says, can't choose your own family or coworkers. At least with coworkers, you can choose whether to work there or not. But you ain't getting out of this family situation. See, when you was younger, Ansel, nobody forced you to, well, yeah, you might have had parents that forced you to have to get a job. You might have had that, but they probably didn't choose where you had to work. You could choose that, but you was bringing some money in here. You want sneakers? You better go get a job. You want designer jeans? You know, Jordache, Sergio Valente, Gloria Vanderbilt, Baronelli. Well, yeah, you got to get your ass up and get a job, because I ain't paying no $50 for no goddamn guest jeans. Are you crazy? You must have lost your goddamn mind. And what's wrong with these jeans anyway? Why they look all faded? Mom, they stonewashed. What the hell is that? Stonewashed. All I know is I'm not paying no $60, $70 for no pair of jeans. That's what I know. So you better find another way. Go get a job. Go get a job. So then you went and got a job. You was forced to go get a job if you wanted to be fly. And then you went and got a job thinking that you was going to just be able to be fly with your own job, with your own money, with your own responsibility. Now your mom charged you rent. Talking about something. You were like, what the fuck? So let me get this straight. When I was here not working, I was living here for free. Soon as I want to come up and have my own shit and relieve you of having to buy school clothes for me and all that kind of stuff, now you telling me I got to pay to live here? Yeah. Yeah. And you old enough. You damn near grown. You working, ain't you? You getting a check, ain't you? You go to work every day, don't you? You go to work and school, don't you? That's what adults do. Shoot. Now, you ain't 18. You only 15, 16 years old, so what? You old enough to buy a pair of $70 jeans in 1984, well, then you old enough to, you know what I mean? Give me $50. Well, Mom, my check, you know, my check wasn't but $80. All right. Tell you what. I'm going to make a deal with you. If you make, show me your check every time you get paid. Okay, you only made $80 on this check. Minimum wage ain't but $2.30 an hour. And you make minimum. Okay. So what you going to do, show me your check. If you get paid $80, then give me $30. And you can keep the $50. Yeah, just give me the $30. That'll take care of that phone bill you like to run up every month. Mm-hmm. I mean, 30 from every check. Don't think you just going to be living here for no $30. You working now. You doing your thing. Okay. So make sure I get that 30. Oh, look. It looks like you did a little overtime on this check. You got $100. The rent went up this month. So, yeah. So, We know about force. I think a lot of times we were so easily influenced by the force because we didn't know any other options that the only time that we really rebelled or understood that we were being forced to do something was when it was being done or perpetrated by people that we either didn't like or didn't have to listen to. Naturalista Rap, she says, my mother was like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, parents be picking a hell of a time to choose when you should show responsibility. A hell of a time, man. Carol said, thank goodness my dad was not like that. My mom wasn't like that either. She didn't make me pay no rent. I made my money, and I got to keep all my money and blow all my money. But I understood my friends who, you know what I mean? It could have been a lot different. And, you know, through our experiences of being forced to do things and to accept things, we learned a lot about life and we learned a lot about ourselves. Damn, Stacy says, I've been paying rent ever since I was 15. Damn. Sheesh. Shazbot. Stacy says, how do you know what I'm going through? Can somebody let me see here. Like to romanticize that you know, you can't make anybody do what you don't want them to do. I mean, do what they don't want to do or whatever. Sometimes that's just a cop-out on our behalf. Sometimes that's just us not wanting to. Sometimes that's just us not wanting to deal with certain situations. So we'll say that, well, you know, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. Well, many people have led their horse to water, made him drink, made the horse cross the water, you know what I'm saying, carry packages against the water, come back through the water, stuff like that. We're forced to do a whole lot of things that we may not acknowledge all the time. But nonetheless, we got to live this life, right? We got to live this life. Now, I want to go back to what Naturalista Rap was saying. When she says, no one can force me to say sorry. Well, that might be true for you. Care Bear says employers may make you apologize when there's a conflict. They do. I've seen it done. And if you say that you ain't going to apologize, like, all right, well, you ain't going to be working there. It's really cut and dry, simple and plain. You ain't going to be working here. No skin off my back. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. It happens. At work, we're forced to do a whole lot of things. We're forced to meet deadlines. We're forced to adhere to inspections. We may be forced to inspect. We may be forced to report people who have acted in a misconduct type of situation. You have to do some things in order to secure your bottom line and keep it going. And sometimes we with all that. Like, look, I ain't come here, you know, to be friends, blah, 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 blah. But speaking of not going to work to be friends, there are certain jobs where they do kind of force you to be cordial, or, you know, every job requires that you work well with others. You know, so if you want to be that type of person who is an island at your job where, listen, I just work by myself. I don't want to work with nobody. I don't want to be a part of no team. I just want to do my thing over here, and I'll submit my work, and then I'm going to hell home. You're going to have a hard time. And there are actually jobs, that will force you into having like a camaraderie with your coworkers. And if you don't want to do it, then you ain't going to be working there very long. You ain't going to be working there very long. And this is a problem. But there are jobs that will do that. I've seen it. Like, no, you got to be on this team. And these are the projects that y'all have to do. And yeah, and so you make sure that you communicate with them. And they have to know what you're doing. You have to know what they're doing. And, you know, teamwork. What's going to work? Teamwork. What's going to work? Teamwork. What's going to work? Teamwork. Teamwork. I said, what's going to work? Make you feel like a jerk. Gotta be friends with somebody. It makes you hurt. Your pride. Yo, your feelings. You don't want to be mad as motherfucker, but you're feeling like, if I don't act like I like this one, I am going to get fired. And I feel like that's a terrible rule that I have to follow, but I'm kind of feeling inspired. And I'm so tired of this motherfucker. I feel so bad for being treated like a sucker. I took this job. Yo, opportunities abound. But I don't really want to be around these type niggas, these type bitches. This is what I got to do to try to get my riches. This job don't even pay that much to me, but it's all I got right now. So I guess I'll see how I can manage my whole 8 hours and try to eliminate all the powers that be that want to tear down my family tree. Speaking of my family tree, my cousin's down with me. I choose my cousin. I choose my job. I choose not to steal and rob. But the thing is really getting to the gun. I feel like the work that I'm doing too hard. Not the work itself, but the social aspect. I can't do this shit. I feel like I'm losing self-respect. Care Bear says, my job is like that. Play nice or else. Carol says, so is mine. Yes, so is mine. The whites from the riverboat doing the snake. Real shit, though. Like, yeah. You know, we may be thinking that nobody can force us to do anything or we can't force anybody else to do anything, but we get forced into relationships all the time. And even some of your romantic relationships, and you ain't gonna tell, man, some of y'all with people that y'all didn't choose right now. And maybe you don't feel like you were forced into it, but maybe some of y'all were. What about when some of y'all were younger and your parents, your mom or your dad thought it would be cool for you to hook up with their friend's little boy or their friend's little girl, you know, some shit like that. You like, so y'all won't approve of a choice that I make for myself, but y'all approve. Like, y'all basically saying, this, I can run up in this young girl over here because y'all got some arranged marriage thing going on. Speaking of arranged marriage, shout out to certain Muslims that I know. Shout out to certain Hebrew Israelites that I know. You know, speaking of arranged marriages. Yeah. Forced. I know some. Yeah, man, that used to be so irritating. I mean, let me make my own choice. Nah. Nah, your parents was trying to make the safe choice for you. So they saying, I mean, and Carol, was that trying to, were they making the choice based on safety for you? Because who they chose all the time was supposed to be somebody that they knew, somebody that they knew wouldn't hurt you. But they didn't always choose somebody that wasn't going to try to fuck you. What about that part? What about that port? And that's the last one. He the last of a dying breed. Care Bear said, our parents were close friends, so they thought it was a safer choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It might have been safer in some ways. Was it safe all across the board, though? Carol says, I think so. My dad just didn't know him like he thought he did. He tried it. Yes, he did. Woo! I'm going to get me some Carol. I'm about to sing me some Christmas Carol. I'm a silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child. I'ma get me some ass tonight from this young child. Care Bear said he wasn't safe at all. Carol, somebody will stop it. Look, I'm just saying. Ain't nothing. But anyway. Bottom line is, we was forced, shit was real, and from a young age, we got used to being forced. Now, we've been covered a lot, being forced to accept you know, your dad being with another woman besides your mom, or your mom being with another man besides your dad, you know, having, trying to choose between those loyalties like that, you know what I mean? Having to go to school, having to do your schoolwork, having to make friends, having to be friends with people that you didn't choose to be friends with. You know what I mean? Your brothers and sisters, or your cousins, they was friends with somebody. You was kind of forced to be friends with it. Oh, and I ain't even get into, since we was talking about being forced into relationships and peer pressure, the double date situation. Taking one for the team situation. You know what I mean? What a sad state of affairs. Your girlfriend was messing around with this dude so they could be in the other room or upstairs or in the basement getting it in. You had to chill with the other boy, his friend. You had to chill with his friend. And he was getting all touchy-feely. After a while, it might have started feeling good to you. Like, well, he ain't ugly or nothing, but you know, I ain't ready to really be. That nigga, you know what I mean? He ain't rape you or nothing like that. But he wasn't going to stop until it finally happened. Then it finally happened. What happened? Now, your girlfriend, she getting smutted upstairs, fucking in her mom's bedroom. That's how trifling she is. Fucking in her mom's bed. I don't know what that was back in the day, but back in the 80s, that was a thing. Having sex in your parents' bed. I don't know what that was about. But yeah. And here it is. Now you done got your little cherry pop. And you fucked around and got pregnant. Your hoe-ass girlfriend, she been smutting since she was 13. She ain't get pregnant or nothing. And here it is. Your 16-year-old ass is going through morning sickness and throwing up in the morning. And you don't even go with this boy. Now you done been forced into adulthood, forced into motherhood. Care Bear says, I forced my kids to say sorry. As you should have. As you should have. Care Bear says, because kids thought the parents' bed was sophisticated. That was just some trifling shit. That's just some trifling. I mean, we already breaking the rules. You mean to tell me that I'm a fuck in my mom's bed? I would have never got away with that. You know why I would have never got away with no dumb shit like that? Because number one, my mom made her bed every day and I didn't. I still don't. I make my bed when I feel like it. So I know damn well that I was fucked. If I would have ever had sex in my mom's bed, I ain't making up that bed. My sloppy ass probably wouldn't even straightened out the bed to show that somebody hadn't been laying in it. But I damn sure wasn't going. What? That's what's up, Carol. Thanks for coming to us too. Appreciate it. Yeah, we are about to do these birthday shout-outs. But, yeah, I'm just saying, man. Trifling ass smuts in the 80s, man. He was trice, man. You know what I mean? We was trife. I don't even know why. We was just trife. On all fronts, we was trife. Just doing shit we ain't have to do. Not we. I wasn't fucking in nobody's mom's bed. I might have been nasty, but I wasn't trifling. Care Bear says, never have I ever, never even thought about it. Stu's birthday shout.
We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were bored with this glorious, glorious, glorious. August 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Bianca Russell turning 43 years old today. Excuse me, and Evelyn Wright turning 46 years old today. And Star Poindexter, happy birthday to you. And Pamela Bridges turning 57 years old today. And Karima Parks, happy birthday to you. And Rosario Eloisa, happy birthday to you. And Albertine Bobo turning 51 years old today. And Andres Perez, happy birthday to you. And Christy Robinson turning 38 years old today. And Tamara Smith, happy birthday to you. And Shalice Shot. Wait. It's Shalice Shala. Shalishala. Or it's probably Shalishala or Shalishala. Okay. Turning 44 years old today. And she's raising money for the Doc Ellis Foundation. And my man, Michael, real life Dennis, happy birthday to you, my brother. And my girl going all the way back to the 1989, Marie Hightower China, turning 53 years old today. And Paul J. Brown, my brother, my cousin, my turned 30 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Jackie Braxton Young. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. That goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the dance, the dance, the rock out, rock on and do the dance, rock out, rock on and do the dance, thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, so we get forced into doing shit all the time. You know what I mean? Forced into friendships, forced into love, forced into family, forced to say we're sorry, forced to go to work, forced to come home, forced to take care of these badass kids, forced to be a lover, forced to be a friend, forced to be loyal and faithful to the end, forced to hold it down, forced to keep it 100, forced to always take things that we never wanted, forced to do things that we don't want to do, forced to act like who the hell is you, or forced to prove yourself, or forced to step up to the plate, forced to act like you love when you want to hate, forced to never act jealous, forced to act like everything is cool, forced to follow the rules. Can't be a rebel all the time. Can't be a rebel all the time. Rebel, rebel. But it's going to be all right. Everything going to be cool, man. But just know that from a young age, you have been conditioned, groomed, forced, encouraged, influenced, manipulated to accept a lot of things that you probably would not have done on your own. Some of those things have been good things because a lot of times we would have gone in a direction that wouldn't have been all of that positive when we were younger. So it's probably a good thing that somebody said, no, we're not doing that way, you know. We're not doing it that way. We're not doing it that way. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow for another daily Go-Get-Emism show. So make sure y'all come on through. All right. So as they say, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers.